short while back, Brother Albert preached one Sunday on Satan or the devil, and he'd done a wonderful job, and I greatly appreciated his work. And I told him that day that I'd been looking at some things, and I was going to put something together for myself, just some points that I'd like for us to consider. And just to start with, have you ever considered that there's similarities between Jesus and Satan? Think about that for a second. First of all, I want to point out that each of them are known by many different names. You know, our Savior is known as Christ, Messiah, Emmanuel, Son of God, Son of Man, Lamb of God, Light of the World, Good Shepherd, the Word, the Way, the Truth, the Life, and so on, many more. And we know Satan is known by names such as the Devil, Beelzebub, Tempter, Serpent, Belial, Father of Lies, Prince of Darkness, Roaring Lion, and so on. And I went and I started thinking about these names. Wouldn't you much rather be associated with the Lamb of God than the Prince of Darkness? I would. And when you look at these names, and I took a little time, Belial, a name associated with worthlessness and wickedness. We start thinking, whenever you say, give someone a nickname or another name, usually you do it in fun or jest or in appreciation. But here, we don't find nothing. The tempter, his role in tempting humans. Father of lies highlights his role as a deceiver and liar. And we know that's true because that's what the Lord said. He was a liar and a father of all lies. And a roaring lion, used in reference to his deceptive and predatory nature towards us. And as I was fooling around with some of these things, I looked up and I remembered an old song by Charlie Daniels where he was going down to Georgia to see if there's some souls to steal. Remember that song? And he looked at little Johnny and said he wanted to have a little contest with him. And he finally ended up telling Johnny, he says, you know, don't cut the devil short. You know, you don't not recognize I have some power or ability to play the fiddle. So when you think about that, the devil, you've got to give the devil his due, is what he said. You know, we've got to consider him. He's out there every day. Christ is here every day. And we got to realize his power. The one thing that I think we do as Christians, and I know I've worked on it myself, is it's easy to underestimate the devil, what he's capable of. And it's wonderful that we know that we can't overemphasize God, Christ, and what he can do. Whatever we can think of, he's better than that. And whatever we can think of with the devil, he's worse than that. You know, when we look at him, we have the ultimate good versus evil, righteousness versus unrighteousness. And then one thing I think is interesting is, let's look at, just for a second, let's look at Revelation 12. And the great dragon was thrown down, and the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, and was thrown down to earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. So we recognize where he came from, at least. So when we talk about them, they also have, they both want our souls. We know Christ died on the cross for our souls. He made that great sacrifice on the cross. But did we ever consider the sacrifice that Satan made? He sacrificed the truth for a lie. And when we think about that, when we talk about being similarities, I'm not talking about his greatness. Satan's not great at all, only great at what he does evilly. But when we think about these things, we got to always just make sure we don't, every day we all should be praying multiple times and making sure Christ knows that we want him and we know he's in our life. But just remember, everywhere you are, Satan is there too. And you know, when he talks about him being the great tempter, and he is, each and every one of us can be tempted by something. And not everyone can be tempted by the same thing. But you know what? He knows what you can be tempted by, what I can be tempted by. And that'll come past you. That'll be presented to you in some way or another. And as we grow in strength and service to our Lord, we can get better and stronger to get that away from us, not accept it, and not let it cross our mind. Let me read John 8. John 8 and verse 44. We're very familiar. You are your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Wherever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of it. As I mentioned earlier, this is the Lord describing to us who he was. From the beginning. You got to recognize that we are a purchased possession by the blood of Christ. We are his. If you've accepted and been baptized, if you accepted the gospel and been baptized, then you belong to Christ. We belong to Christ. And you know, they as we look at it, they both have a mission. In Luke 19:10, the Lord says he's come to seek and save the lost. And that is a wonderful thing that we can hold on to. But in 1 Peter 5:8, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Scriptures also says he's more cunning than any other animal. He is out there and he can show up at any time. And if you're not ready, and we need to be ready all the time, he's going to try his best to take you down. Look at Hebrews 10. We've been in Hebrews a lot in the last few days, last few classes. Hebrews 10, verses 26 and 27. For if we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. Point being, and we talked about, Alan brought it out one time, the Lord went and was sacrificed one time for our sins. For like we talked tonight in class, his blood goes back and it goes forward. Satan, all he has done is he finds every little chink in the armor, I'll say, some place where you're vulnerable or I'm vulnerable, and he works on that. And we've got to be strong to fight against it. Now, one other place I want you to look is Revelation 12. Oh, we looked at it. I'm sorry. The one thing that I want to look at Revelation 12 and verse 12. I'm sorry. And this is something that we need to consider here and think about in our lives. Verse 12. For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he is only a short time. The same time that we have. While we're here on this earth, he's going to be doing everything he can. So he's got a mission, and he's going to do everything he can to fulfill it. We cannot underestimate him. When we talk about Satan, he offers anything that will tempt us. Remember when the temptation of Christ, 40 days in the wilderness, and he come down, well, make these stones bread and eat. And the Lord told him, man doesn't live by bread alone. He took him down into up on the high temple and told him, I'll give you all this if you'll just bow down to me. there again, what was he given? He was given something that didn't belong to him. He don't care. Kind of like, hate to, kind of a poor analogy maybe, but kind of like a used car salesman. They've got, always got kind of a bad rap. You never know if you're telling the truth. Satan will offer you anything that can get you to sin, get me to sin. And that's what we got to pay attention to. And like I said before, don't underestimate Satan. And we can't overestimate God. He's more than anything we can ever imagine, ever want, and ever need. So I offer this tonight just for you to think about Satan and his power and his ability. His great power and great ability. And I've thought about this and thought about this, and I'm wondering, is he doing this for revenge for what happened in the garden when the Lord told him you'll go on your belly the rest of your life and you'll eat the dust of the earth? Is this revenge? I don't know. But he's certainly against God and God's people. And all I can tell you, the only way you can fight is to be in Christ. Accept the gospel. Be baptized into Christ. And if there's anyone here tonight that needs that, please come forward. And if anybody just needs the prayers of the congregation, come forward now as we stand and sing. Thank you.